You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which has always aimed to make your life a little bit easier. And we shall continue that today as well. Consolidation or not. Today is the 26th of March, a Tuesday. And yesterday, what we saw were Monday blues being sung yet again, except we've had a fairly decent run on Dalal Street. And of course, this consolidation was expected. So all that you saw yesterday and all that you can look forward to today is something we've already covered on Morning Walk down Dalal Street. And to make life a little bit easier, we'll give you a few names that you can concentrate on during the course of today's trade, and that is the point of this podcast. We like to call Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 6 to 7% return in the next 1 month. So listen up and listen up carefully. We'll run through that list of stocks very quickly. Aurobindo Pharma has a buy call, target of 830 rupees, 830, stop loss 740 rupees, 740 for an upside of 7.1%. Next up, V-Guard Industries with a buy call as well, target of 228 rupees, stop loss 204 rupees for an upside of 7%. And finally, the country's largest bank, State Bank of India, has a sell call, target of 280 rupees, 280, stop loss 308 rupees for a downside of 6%. We'll come back in a while to find out why Jayant thinks those are the calls you should be making during the course of the day. But let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends set up on Dalal Street. The markets settled almost flat in the holiday shortened week, taking a breather after the recent surge. Participants took note of the narrowing trade deficit figure and continuous inflow of foreign funds, which aided index to inch higher in the initial trades. However, profit taking in the last two sessions trimmed gains. A mixed trend was witnessed on sectoral front, wherein bank, IT and realty showed resilience, while auto and media packs ended lower. We may yet see volatile swings across the board owing to upcoming derivatives expiry. In absence of any major event on the local front, participants will be keeping a close watch on the ongoing trade talks between the US and China and developments on the Brexit front. Now that is another saga. Traders should use intermediate corrective or consolidation phase to accumulate quality stocks. Private banking, energy and select infrastructure counters should be preferred for long trades, while underperformance may continue in auto, media and metal packs. The Nifty should sustain above the 11,525 mark for the fresh up move, while the 11,350 to 11,250 zones would act as a cushion in case of further decline. Returning to that list of top three stocks, we start things off with Aurobindo Pharma, which has a buy call. Among the pharma counters, Aurobindo Pharma has been consistently maintaining long-term uptrend since 2009. That's a 10-year period now. It is currently hovering in a range around its record high and looks all set for a fresh up move. The existence of support zones of multiple moving averages with favorable positioning of the indicators is also, of course, adding to the positivity. And that is why the advice is for traders to initiate fresh long positions in the given range of 770 to 775 rupees. It closed at 775 rupees 85 paise yesterday. So the target we're looking at is 830 rupees for an upside of 7.1% on Aurobindo Pharma from Religare Broking, specifically, of course, Jayant Manglik. Next up, V-Guard Industries, which also has a buy call. V-Guard has been consolidating in a broader range for the last year and is currently trading in the middle of the band. The chart pattern, combined with the existence of major support of multiple moving averages, is indicating the possibility of minor consolidation, followed by a strong surge ahead. The advice from Jayant Manglik and Religare Broking is to use this phase to accumulate within the range of 208 to 213. It closed yesterday at 213 rupees 60. V-Guard has a buy call. Target we're looking at is 228 rupees with an upside of 7%. And finally, the country's largest lender, State Bank of India. In line with other PSU counters, SBI has also witnessed a decent rebound in the last 1 month, but it failed to breach the resistance zone around 305 rupee levels, which resulted in the formation of a fresh shorting pivot. The advice, therefore, is to initiate shorts in the given range of 298 rupees to 302 rupees. It closed at 295.9 rupees yesterday. That is the 25th of March, 2019. So that's State Bank of India with a sell call. Target of 280 rupees, stop loss of 308 rupees for a downside of 6%. Because I'm so committed to making you remember these names during the course of today's trade, I'm going to repeat those names one last time, so listen up carefully. Aurobindo Pharma has a buy call, target 830, stop loss 740, upside of 7.1%. V-Guard Industries with a buy call has a target of 228 rupees, stop loss placed at 204 rupees 204 for an upside of 7%. And finally, State Bank of India has a sell call with a target of 280 rupees 280, stop loss placed at 308.308 for a downside of 6%. Well, it's a Tuesday. The week has just about opened up, and hopefully some of these names will be useful to you as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the day's trade. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, which will be a quick recap of all that transpired on the Lal Street. You can, of course, write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com if there is anything you have to say about what you want to listen to, what you think about whatever you have listened to, and whatever else you might have to say. You can just say hello too. That will also be appreciated. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Meera K. Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation